the House Republicans took us over the cliff last night. They had for days been trying to make the president, make the country pay a ransom for doing our basic job here, keeping the government open. The ransom they wanted, incredibly, was to take away health care for tens of millions of Americans. But unless they got their way politically, they were perfectly willing to bring the government to a halt, just as they seem to also be willing to refuse to pay the country's bills. It's just a reckless and an irresponsible course that I've just never seen before. I had hoped that at the midnight hour, that finally the grown-ups in the Republican Party would assert themselves and say to their Tea Party compatriots, all right, you've had your day here. Now we have to do the responsible thing and simply keep the government running. And, of course, then we can live to fight another day. Some of these political battles, and they're serious, the future of health care, the budget, so forth. But you cannot just say we're not going to even keep the government open unless we get our way. That's just not the way that the policy process works or has ever worked. So today the government has shut down. There's a lot of hue and cry across the country, as there should be. And now the latest thing is the Republicans are scrambling on the House floor to pass a few bills to say, oh, well, we didn't mean the National Park Service, or we didn't mean the Veterans Administration. So they're scrambling to apply a few Band-Aids. But, of course, what they really need to do is fix the problem.
In the last 17 hours since the shutdown took effect, what have you been hearing, both from constituents in your office? I'm sure it's been an extremely busy day as far as that goes. But also, what have you been hearing from your colleagues on Capitol Hill? Has there been any movement on the other side of the aisle other than the sort of stopgap measures toward actually coming up with the concrete solution?
These Band-Aids, as I call them, are about the best they've been able to manage, and I think that's pretty pathetic. This is clearly an attempt at gaining political cover for something that the American people don't like, and I've had plenty of evidence for that from the 4th Congressional District, from folks at home who are just appalled, I think, that that we've reached this point. There's a level of disgust about a government that seems just not to be able to function, a Congress that doesn't seem to be able to function. But my impression is people know exactly whom to blame. I mean, after all, we've heard Republicans talking for a long time about how they were going to have their way or else, and last night they proved it.
Is there any significant dissension in the ranks among the GOP? This is something that we've been hearing about in the last couple of days, but just sort of news reports trickling out about it. Is there like on Capitol Hill, is there any significant dissension between Republicans who really want to stay the course on this particular course and Republicans who want to compromise at this point?
Yes, there's a lot of dissension, and this has always been a Tea Party thing. Far right of the Republican Party, really having their way with the leadership. There were a few Republican moderates who broke ranks last night, but not enough to keep the government open. The Senate Republicans, some of them, seem to be of a more sensible cast. In fact, one that we know very well from North Carolina said this whole thing was the dumbest idea he'd ever heard to hold the government hostage to a political objective like repealing Obamacare, no matter how you feel about health care reform. So, yes, there are some divisions. At the end of the day, though, not enough to reverse course. A lot of these Republicans who say they don't want to shut government down nonetheless voted to do just that.
Speaking with Congressman David Price, Democrat from North Carolina. Congressman, I don't even know if you can speculate at this point, but how long do you expect this to go on?
It is hard to speculate. This is not under my control or my party's control. We have a clear course forward here, which is to pass a clean continuing resolution, as we call it, which keeps the government going at this current year or last year's level. Keeps it going for a few weeks while of these matters are worked out, especially the budget matters that we have to face in the new fiscal year. The only way forward has been very clear for quite some time. The Senate passed a clean continuing resolution that would take us through mid-November, and that's, of course, what the House Republicans need to do. But so far, they, for whatever reasons, they don't seem to be able to get past this politics of extortion, where their right wing says they won't vote for anything unless they extract a concession. Like you know, you have to have a ransom for doing your basic job. I mean, who ever heard of such? You know, your basic job around here is to keep the government open and for the country to pay its bills. Having taken care of those basics, then you can have all kinds of policy debates, and you should have those debates. But this this business of saying we're just going to hold our breath until we get our way, this is, you know, it's kind of a temper tantrum, which is not really appropriate in the realm of national politics.